And I'm Ashley Thompson.
Via remote. The Pentagon reversed itself over a drone strike that occurred last month in Afghanistan and killed 10 civilians. Days after the strike, the Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley said that it was a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist, saying it was a righteous strike. But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different. Now, General Frank McKenzie says the strike was a tragic mistake. He heads the U.S. Central Command and says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport at the time. He then added that we now assess that it's unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or a direct threat to U.S. forces. It was a final statement. Final strike of Afghanistan's war. And McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Advisors at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration are now rejecting recommendations of widespread use of a third dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The vote was 16 to 2 against three doses, which is a setback for the White House. The advisor, Dr. Michael Carrilla, says that they need more data, adding that we need to target the boosters right now, but specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population. The advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses for the general population. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. France said late Friday that it was immediately recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia. And this is the first time ever France has recalled its ambassador to the United States, according to the French Foreign Ministry. The foreign minister has said in a written statement that the French decision on requests from President Emmanuel Macron is justified by the exceptional seriousness of the announcements made by Australia and the United States over the purchase of a conventional submarine. U.S. Capitol Police say that they are now ready to respond if Saturday's rally in support of the January 6th rioters turns violent. This is time there's a new Capitol Police chief appointed after the deadly insurrection on January that left law enforcement outpowered and battered. They said this time they're not going to tolerate violence and will not tolerate criminal behavior of any kind. The chief, Tom Manger, says that they're not taking any chances with intelligence chatter that suggests violence could be on the minds of the demonstrators. They're actually personal threats. He said that they have a number of threats that come in against specific members of Congress. Although Congress is now in session, or now it's not in session, the National Guard is being deployed at the Capitol and other key buildings to keep everything protected. Thousands of Haitian migrants assembled under and around a bridge in a small Texas border town as chaos unfolded, presenting the Biden administration with a new challenge as it tries to manage large numbers of asylum seekers who have been reaching U.S. soil. Haitians cross the Rio Grande freely and in a steady stream going back and forth between the United States and Mexico through deep water, and some parents carrying small children on their shoulders. They've been unable to buy supplies in the United States in some cases and returned briefly to Mexico for food and cardboard to settle temporarily under a near a bridge in Del Rio, a city of 35,000 that has been severely strained by migrant flows in recent months. The Dutch defense minister has now resigned after her handling of the Afghan evacuation crisis and a widening scandal that has also claimed the job of a foreign minister. The Dutch foreign minister resigned on Thursday after a no-confidence vote in parliament. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.